This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Callahan nomination part of package. Quarterly trade outlook delayed. Bill would lift tariffs on Indo-Pacific countries. Here's a programming note. Daybreak won't publish on either Thursday, Thanksgiving, or Friday due to the holiday. Senate working on nomination package that includes Callahan. Senate Republican leadership assembling one more package of Trump administration nominees for a floor vote this year. A source familiar with the planning tells AgriPulse the package will include Julie Callahan, who is President Donald Trump's pick for chief agricultural negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Callahan advanced out of the Finance Committee last week. The source said the Senate is expected to vote on the nomination package in the coming weeks, with the process potentially starting as soon as next week. USDA delays quarterly trade outlook report, blames government shutdown. The Agriculture Department's quarterly outlook for U.S. agriculture trade was not published as scheduled on Tuesday, and a USDA official blamed Democrats for the delay. The radical left Democratic shutdown delayed the release of key information needed to publish the quarterly trade outlook, a USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse in an email. A new publication date will be set once USDA has all the necessary data. The spokesperson did not respond to a follow-up question on when the department expects to have that data. House Democrats mount a bid to lift tariffs on Pacific allies. A group of House Democrats has introduced a bill that would lift President Trump's emergency tariffs on 40 countries in the Indo-Pacific region, including U.S. allies Australia, Japan, and South Korea. Agriculture Committee member Representative Jill Takuda of Hawaii introduced the Indo-Pacific Partner and Ally Tariff Repeal Act, which counts fellow committee member Representative Jim Costa of California among its six co-signers. Slapping our closest partners with tariffs while they face down growing Chinese aggression is backwards, counterproductive, and dangerous, and hurts American businesses and consumers, Takuda said in a statement on Monday. We must stand with our allies, not against them. FDA gets petition for use of hydrolyzed lignin in animal feed. The Food and Drug Administration has received a petition from the Austrian livestock feed company Green Innovation GmbH seeking approval of hydrolyzed lignin as a food additive. The neutral detergent soluble fiber would be used in food for broiler chickens, laying hens, turkeys, growing swine, sows, lactating dairy cows, beef cattle, sheep, goats, salinids, and adult dogs. The petition specifies the amount would be no more than 1% of the food on a weight basis or 10 kilograms per metric ton of food. Texas farmers continue court fight over PFAS and biosolids. Plaintiffs seeking regulation of forever chemicals and biosolids are appealing a federal court decision that found EPA did not have a duty to do so. Texas farmers joined with Johnson County, Texas, the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, and the Potomac Riverkeepers Network in suing EPA. A federal judge last month found the Clean Water Act does not require the agency to add new chemicals to its sewage sludge regulations or enforce new rules on a fixed timeline. EPA does not currently limit the amount of PFAS biosolids and can contain, even though it estimates that over 2.4 million tons of biosolids are land applied annually, said Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, which is representing the plaintiffs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Farmers criticize Trump administration over Thanksgiving meal costs. Some farmers are criticizing the Trump administration's touting of lower Thanksgiving meal costs. The criticism came during a discussion hosted by Tariffs Cost U.S., a campaign that provides global trade information. The administration has publicized the Walmart Thanksgiving basket of goods. That's about 25% less than last year's and costs just under $40. However, this year's basket has fewer and different items than before. Kansas Farmers Union President Nick Levitowski says the administration's claim includes, quote, some inaccuracies and focuses more on boosting retailer sales around Thanksgiving than on farmer profits. Farmers are already not getting a lot out of every food dollar that's spent, and you can't raise turkey for 27 cents a pound. Doesn't work, Levitowski says. Folks are struggling, and those misleading statements don't help. When asked whether a federal bailout could ease some of these concerns, Mary Carol Dodd, a small organic vegetable farmer, said that it may not provide meaningful relief. It's very difficult to say that a bailout could help all farmers. I feel like we need long-term sustainable solutions and not Band-Aids like a bailout, Dodd said. During the discussion, Tariffs Cost U.S. representative said the average U.S. tariff rate now tops 16.8%, the highest since 1935. I can honestly say farmers don't want a bailout. They want trade, added Levitowski. Still, he said some farms may feel compelled to accept whatever support is offered. Farmers are going to accept whatever this government is going to give them because it might mean the difference between them surviving as farmers or not. Nevada secures USDA approval for meat inspection program. Nevada has officially joined a list of states deemed by USDA to have a meat and poultry inspection program with standards equivalent to federal standards. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said yesterday in an announcement that Nevada has USDA approval to join the State Meat and Poultry Inspection Program, which allows states to conduct inspections under a cooperative agreement with the federal government. Nevada is the 30th state to join the list. In a release, Nevada Governor Jim Lombardo and Nevada State Meat and Poultry Inspection Program will significantly expand our local meat processing capacity, strengthen the supply chain, bolster Nevada's agricultural economy, and ensure greater access to safe, locally produced food. Here's today's final word. The Chinese are right on schedule in terms of the cadence of their soybean purchases. That the word of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent during a CNBC interview yesterday. China's placed orders for around 2 million tons of soybeans since October 30th, the day before the Trump-Z meeting. U.S. officials say China's promised to order at least 12 million tons by the end of the year. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, November 26th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.